This has been the Fly Racing Steve Mathis Show, presented by Maxxis Tires, Motorsport.com, Renthal, and on RacerXOnline.com. Thanks for listening and supporting our partners.
Network production.
Welcome to the Fly Racing Steve Mathis Show, presented by Maxxis Tires, Renthal, and Motorsport.com on RacerXOnline.com. With your continuing gracious support of our sponsors, we're thriving at over 1,800 podcasts delivered with over 20 million downloads. Click the Amazon banner on Pulp MX to help us out. Donate via Patreon if it suits you. And as always, enrich your moto lifestyle by working with the sponsors who support us. The original Moto Podcast, featuring legends of the past, stars of today, season previews, race reviews, introspection, opinion, facts, and laughs. Here's the voice bringing it all to you, Steve Mathis. Say that dedication to your frustration.
Welcome, everybody, to a historic Fly Racing Racer X podcast Washougal review. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. We're going to put the audio up on YouTube, I think, with just a stupid photo of JT, and that way you guys can watch it on YouTube as well. So thanks. I really appreciate it. Fly Racing, flyracing.com. 2026 gear out now. Pulp MX code saves with you with that, and some of the best-looking stuff out there. Cooper Webb, of course. Some guy named Justin Brayton. You have Chance Hymus, RJ Hampshire. So on and so forth. Flyracing.com. Use the code PULPMX to save. And I really like the Kinetic Mesh stuff. It's hot right now. And so check out the Kinetic Mesh stuff. Thank you for that. Renthal, Maxxis on board as well. Onyx Maps, Brunt Workwear. We will talk about as well as we go on with this. But yeah, this is historic. We are doing this right after the second motos. We've done this show. Wygan and I have done this show, I think, for 15, 16 years. And this is the first time we're doing it at the race. Right after the second motos here in Washougal. So, yeah, I'm Steve Mathis, and the voice of the series, the Jason Wygant.
Yeah, we did actually do it after a race, Donations. We've done it at Donations this way.
I've done it at Donations multiple times.
Yes, we've done it at Donations.
I don't think that was the review, though. That was just a...
Really?
A post-race pod.
We did it. We did it in 22.
We brought in Wheeler.
We did it at 22.
But I don't believe we did another one a day later.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe I'm wrong again.
An AMA points-paying race.
Yes.
This is new.
This is new because we're all busy. We got a fly intro here tomorrow, Washougal tomorrow. Weed, you got stuff to do.
So. How long did you guys do it with Ping without me?
It started 2011 season, Anaheim 1 2011.
Okay.
But you were jumping in by 2012, I think.
Yeah. So, whatever, 13 years.
It's been a while. So we're doing this. Yeah, we've scoured the pits. I just talked to Chase Sexton a little bit for the Pulpcast, and we're getting this done. So thanks, everybody, for watching and listening. Appreciate it. And a really busy weekend here. PIR on Thursday, a live show on Friday, some sort of hole shot contest that we may touch on or may not. I don't know about that. But all right, let's get into it. So, yeah, Washougal.
Somebody else won.
Second time Jet Lawrence has lost an overall. And it was just Jay Sexton. It was again to Jay Sexton. It was here at Washougal. Look, Jet, first moto, looked great. Everything, no problem. Crashes. Tips over. Not a big deal. But that's three races in a row that he's crashed, and he couldn't get back up. He got third, and I said to that Lewis Phillips, the guy that works for Vital, I said, dude, not getting Eli. That is going to hurt him in the next race. Like, he needed to get Eli. And honestly, he picked his bike up, kind of lost the gap, and could never get it back.
He doesn't like this track.
Yeah.
It was the first thing he said pretty much to me on the podium is just like, this is not my track.
Yep.
And you could see it in the second moto. He was just like, well, I gave it my shot. Didn't go very well, so I'm just going to sit here.
Yep.
Well, it was funny because our statistician, Clinton Fowler, was feeding us, JT, on the TV side, all this data about how great Tomac and Sexton have been here. I think they both have an average moto finish of less than two, which is insane.
Yeah.
But after last week, where we went off on the 90-second gap to Eli, the 45-second gap to change. But as soon, that was going in one ear out the other.
Well,
I wasn't buying any of it.
But
in this track same, is not in
that
kind
same, well, in that same context, we did say, I think collectively we all agreed, if it doesn't happen for Tomac this weekend,
yes,
it's not going to happen. Like,
yeah,
it has to happen this weekend.
Yeah.
Or else it's never going to happen. And also, it kind of did.
By the way,
no, it did.
I got clarification, too. That quote for the press release was not made up.
Eli said that.
That was a text. It was
okay.
A real quote. I was assured of that.
That's not surprising to me.
Yeah, Eli text,
yeah.
Which was set frustrating weekend.
We'll get back next week.
Yeah.
The two sentences.
That was a real reply from Eli Tomac. So I said in my observations column, most likely made up text.
Yes.
We were laughing about it, but it was really a quote.
Okay.
Anyways, not to take anything away from Chase Sexton here. He got it done. It was a great job for him. I asked him, I said, hey, I know the team came to you and they tested your bike before your Red Bud comeback. How much have you changed? Have you changed anything? He's like, oh, we changed everything.
Since then?
Yeah, so since the test to make him happy after being banged up.
Round one was, okay, totally different bike before round one.
Yeah.
Then totally different bike before Red Bud.
Yeah.
Now totally different bike now.
Yeah, he said they've changed a ton. And I'm like, okay, man. Cool.
I heard they had the bust Marvin Muscan out this week. Did you hear that?
Oh, no, I did not hear that.
They kept saying we had a test rider this week help in California. And I was like, who's the test rider? They're like, Marv. And I'm like, oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
So then,
good job, Marv.
So then Chase told me something that I've never heard in my life as a mechanic in this industry, and I'm still a little shook to it. He told me that he needs a different rear end for the morning at Baker's Factory. And then for the afternoon at Baker's Factory, he has to change his bike drastically between motos when it's wet and dry. And I said, you would drive me crazy if I was working for you. And he goes, yeah, my dad's over it.
I don't think this is ever going
to
change.
And I said to him,
dude,
I said, do you really need to do that? He goes, well, you want to put in good laps, don't you?
I don't think this is ever going to change. Like, it hasn't changed. It was the same at Honda. It's been the same at KTM. I think it's going to be the same at Kawasaki.
We're not doing different track setups. We're doing same track midday setup changes.
Is that only JT? Is that exacerbating the sensitivity thing?
I think he's his own worst enemy with that stuff.
That's what I'm getting at.
Really,
I don't know if that's helping.
No, I don't think it is. I think he is so subject to these small things. He's like, we're off. Like,
yeah,
one thing changes and everything's off now. Like.
Yes.
I've seen, and I know Chase is great. I'm not trying to diminish any, but like, I've seen Carmichael get up with bent bars and just hammer everybody. You know what I mean? Like, I know it's possible. And I'm not saying that he can't be different than other people, but I do think there is an aspect of this where he is doing himself in with these thoughts.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I told him, you would drive me nuts. And he said, yeah, his dad's over him. But anyways, full props. He said that a little bit of him wanted to go after Jet in the Moto 2, and it showed.
Oh, yeah.
And then once he maybe realized it wasn't going to happen, he said, I had a gap on Eli. I wrote it in. Overall win. That's all that really matters. You know?
He did mention in the press conference that he screwed up one race this year like that.
Yeah.
Didn't specify.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it was Dallas.
Didn't specify. There's a couple.
Yes. And he's like, I'm going to look like an idiot if I mess this up now. But, dude, how good was that, like, three or four laps?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
before the red flag?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Because ET wanted some, too. Yeah.
That was insane.
Yeah.
It was.
Like, I don't remember a race that was four wide, deep, not wide, but, you know, like, all of them like that. Like, I don't remember that any time recently.
I know we should be talking about Chase, and he did win the overall, and good job on that. But Jet, when Chase got alongside of him, Jet.
Yeah.
And Jet was like, oh. Like, Chase was crushing those whoops.
Oh, yeah.
Chase got him briefly. Jet got him back, and then Jet was like,
"Jet went berserk mode."
Yeah, Jet's like, "Oh, like, dude." Yeah. I was like, "Come on, man!" Because he literally within three corners was up to Hunter.
Yeah,
little bit of screw with Hunter, and then gone.
Yeah,
it was like he was like, "Oh,
I was trying to," and
it's
I probably
so
did
amazing.
A poor job of it. But as a racer, you don't have eyes in the back of your head. You can't always sense what's happening behind you.
Yeah.
Where we can't. We're watching it. We have all these cameras. We got drones. We got lap times. We got everything, right? So we're really, really in tune with what's happening. Who's charging? Who's closing down? So I kind of think he was fine sitting behind Hunter at the time.
Yeah.
He doesn't know Tomac's closed the gap. He doesn't know that Chase has responded to Tomac, is now pushed forward. All he sees is Chase pull next to him. He's like,
yeah,
holy crap. I gotta go.
It was
right
like
now.
You know this, the Ivan Stewart game where you just hit the nitro.
Oh, the nitros. I wore the shirt yesterday.
You did? Oh yeah. So I just think I think Jet was just hitting the nitro. I'm like, okay,
boom, 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 boom. We've seen it many times though. Remember Tomac?
It's impressive.
At round one, Tomac got next to him in those rollers, and you're like, he is going to pass him. And then you're like, how did Jet? How?
Yeah.
Sexton didn't even mess up.
Yeah.
I don't know how he held him off.
That to me is, I was just like, oh, Jet's like, okay, time to go.
Yep.
But that's the limit, right? We always talk about, does he have more? I don't know how long he can do that for. I don't think it's a super long time.
Yeah.
But that's the limit. If we're always wondering what's the ceiling, what does he really have under the hood?
Yeah.
We get glimpses of
it. Yeah, no, we do.
We do get glimpses of it.
I remember a supercross race where he screwed up a rhythm and Kenny was leading and he was like, I got to get Kenny. And then it was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
He's right on Kenny.
Like, you're right. Like, you know? 2 seconds and like a second. Yes. A section.
Yes.
Yeah.
But full marks to Chase for winning this thing.
Congrats to him. That was awesome.
He's only the second guy to ever beat Jet.
Second time. I know Jet fell. Sexton was ahead of him.
Okay.
You're giving me the look.
Come on.
I give Sexton credit. Like,
I do too, but come on.
I mean,
I'm not saying Jet.
He wasn't all over him.
He was fit. At that point, I can't say he was eating him up.
He wasn't all over him. He was not.
He caught him. Sexton responded. I'm not saying Jet wasn't going to win, but I don't think you could take this.
This wasn't a banner Jet Lawrence day. It wasn't.
No.
It was not.
Except for those that banner four corners.
Yeah, like, fine. I get it. But like, this wasn't a day where Jet's going to be on the plane tonight going, man, I really rode well today. Yeah. I do not think that's the case.
It wasn't like Sexton was just blocking him in every corner.
No.
And it was halfway through the race.
No. I'm on your side. I don't think that Chase was like, gave me one. I don't think that was.
Jet still wins.
I don't know. I'm not in agreement. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was a given at all.
How about we meet in the middle, as I often have to do between you two, and say,
you're in the middle. Right
he
now.
Had him on the ropes enough where Jet ended up going down because it wasn't going to be a cakewalk.
But all I'm saying is I'm not saying he can't be right. Like I think he's pure straight out wrong. I don't think he's wrong in this.
We know.
But I think Chase deserves the benefit of the doubt.
Bullshit.
The way he was riding in the first moto. I do.
That statement was bullshit.
I am with you. Not on that one, but on that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great job. It was really, and like JT said, it was really cool racing.
Oh my God.
ET was in the mix. Hunter was in the mix.
And Hunter stepped up.
Yep.
Hunter didn't have it today, but for those two laps, he was battling those guys.
Yeah, it was cool to watch for sure.
I just don't think Hunter, and I know we're going to get to, I'm sorry to mean to cut you off. I don't think when the track was sketchy, it got hard pack, it got square edged. When it gets like that, Hunter's like, see you guys after the break.
Mm-hmm.
Like he just is. We know that about him. And I think he would probably admit it. He's like, I'm not going to go into some level where bad things are going to happen to me. This is all I got. And usually that's enough. And when the track gets really nasty, there's a hard limit on what he's willing, the risks he's willing to take. And we saw it. That's why he drifted back. It's like, could he go faster? Yes. We saw him go faster. I just think he realized if I do this for too long, it's not going to go well.
Yeah.
The Eli Tomac panic button has been put away. It is not. It's gone.
So I was just texting some buddies this.
Uh-huh.
Does Millville 25 go into the library? Go into the archives?
Yeah. Thunder Valley, whatever year.
Dallas Supercross. New Jersey race
New Jersey, yeah.
Does it go into the archives?
Yeah, maybe.
Thunder Valley 2019.
I was talking to Rich Simmons, team manager for the 450 side this morning, and that's what he told me. The quote was real, and he swore to God it was real. Oh, okay. Rich is a good guy, so I trust him. Uh-huh. And then he said his quote was real too. And I said, well, he wanted to go to the race with this stuff, right? And he said, yeah. Like he wanted to go to the race with it. We thought we were making improvements and everything else. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
And honestly, Rich was like, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Rich was like, I don't know what, because everyone agreed that this was a solid thing to do.
So, a good move.
Yeah, a good move. And then we had that. But today, look, he got dropped a little bit, a couple seconds here. Like it wasn't,
But he was in the fight.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
He was in the fight. Like anybody that watched Spring Creek was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
This wasn't that.
It was good. 2-3 on the day for Eli. And he mentioned that on the podium, too. Like, hey, it just feels good to be back.
Yeah, I mean,
there.
He was smiling in the press conference and laughing. Like, you were still commentating. Like, it was totally different.
Yeah.
This was like, I think even for Eli, he's going to be like, thank God.
Yeah.
Like, thank God.
Yeah, and he's coming up to good tracks. I mean, they're all good tracks for Eli Tomac, but he's coming up to good places.
I thought we were past this, the weirdo Eli rides. We had not seen them on Yamaha.
Yep.
And I thought we were past not knowing they were just weirdo Eli rides, but here we go again.
But
we fell into the trap.
To your point, this these are the first Yamaha weirdo rides ever.
Yeah, it's true.
He did run a scoop.
Yeah. Dude.
Maybe the only guy.
Both motos.
Yep, talk about that,
guy.
JT.
He was the only guy.
Yep. JT analyzed that big time after the moto.
Yeah.
Yeah. The dirt. I mean, the track is hard as a rock.
Yeah.
Blown out. But, like, there's nothing left.
He ran it at Dallas, so that's the end of the line.
No,
like,
no.
Like, if you run it at Dallas.
Yep.
Dallas SMX.
Yeah. Dallas
SMX. Worst dirt ever.
You will run 100%. Anywhere.
And I asked him, and I'm like, hey, like, because he was taking some lines that weren't great. And he's like, I had to. Like, if I tried to go in the main line, I would be like a top two dragster spinning up.
Rich, I was joking about the scoop with Rich Simmons about Dallas earlier this year. And he said, he'll probably run a scoop at Washougal. Sure enough, Rich is like, remember what I told you?
Yep.
I'm like, yeah, dude, we were laughing about that. He's like, yep, it's on. And I was over there talking to Jelly, his mechanic before the motos. And I'm like, we're doing that? And they're like, we're doing this.
So Hunter and Jet rode it, used it in the first one.
Yeah.
When they got their 210s, or Jet got his 210.
This qualifying. Yes.
First qualifier. Yes. But they were the only three.
Yeah.
Hunter, Jet, Tomac were the only three. And then Lars was like, Tomac will probably still run it.
Yeah.
Like, we're out.
Yeah.
He told me, like, after this session, we're out.
Yep.
And they stayed with it.
I'm really glad Hunter got the whole shot in the second moto. And Chase even told me, under his helmet, Chase is like, it's probably not a good idea. But I was like, wow. When Hunter went by him in the off the start in the second moto. So Chase said he was looking at Hunter impressed and going and went, wow.
I thought you were going to say that Chase was going to mention you and think about the whole shot challenge.
No.
That did not run through his mind.
There's other comments about that, but not in that minute.
Okay.
But what I am glad is that Hunter, because Hunter's been nailing these starts, and the first moto was not good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, wow, what did I do? What happened? I assume they changed the clutch after the whole shot contest. But thank God he got it the second moto. So
that was all time, that launch.
Yeah.
Moto 2, dude.
Yeah, he was gone. So Hunter 5-4, JT kind of broke it down. Yeah, just not that comfy.
Chase's starting blocks, interesting. Like,
yeah, I've yet to see them.
Oh my God.
I've not seen them.
They're the biggest starting blocks I've ever seen. Ever.
Joke. It's a joke sport.
It is.
It's a joke sport.
I'm with you on all this.
Yeah.
Get rid of all this.
And I've talked to the AMA. I think they might do something.
Really?
There are regulations in MXGP.
The height of them?
The height of them.
You need to see how big these things are, Steve.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
He's very tall.
Yeah.
Okay. For motocross. They would be too tall for me.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
like, I think he could put his knees on them.
Dude,
I'm not kidding.
Deeks has the ramp on the back.
He does. Chase has that also.
And there's a rod going Chase that locks that into the grate. Like, no.
He has all that.
Stop this. Yeah. Stop this madness. It's insane.
Like, I truly think with these starting blocks, if Chase wanted to kiss his front tire, he could.
He could do it.
He could do it.
No, it's a lot. Hunter Lawrence, 5-4. We'll talk about the whole shot contest here later on. RJ Hampshire, 4-6, man. Fourth in that first moto.
Incredible.
He crashed. He just had tip over or whatever in second moto. But, dude,
yeah,
RJ.
But he caught. And I know, not good track for Hunter, historically and today. But he caught him. Now, I know it's Hunter's worst track, and Hunter was probably like, I'm just trying to get out of here.
Yeah, it's less about Hunter, more about RJ, right?
The point is, RJ's getting better every week, but this is the first time he had something for those guys outside of Eli last week.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Take Hunter out of it being not so good. This was still a really positive step for RJ.
It was. Yeah. He's almost could say, oh, I'm in the fight almost with those four now.
Yep.
I talked to the great Nathan Ramsey because RJ is gone. And I said, hey, look, I think we can now look back at RJ's 250 career. And we always talk about his heart is connected to his wrist and blah, blah, blah. Simple fact is he was overriding that bike because we don't see any sketchy moments from RJ.
No.
He looks as solid as ever. And Nathan's like, he respects the bike. You can use the power anywhere he wants to go. And Nathan said 2 years ago when there was a Disnations thing, which I don't remember, putting RJ on a 450 for Disnations.
They were talking about it in France.
They were? Yeah. Okay. So Nathan said 2 years ago he was riding outdoors on a 450, and we were like, damn.
So they knew.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Suits his style better?
Suits his style. Oh,
that was the year they put Christian Craig on it.
Oh, okay.
But RJ was in the running.
RJ was in the mix.
Suits his style. Shocking.
Justin Cooper, 6'5", told me he hasn't ridden all week, banged up. He also kind of went on a mini rant, race tech rant, about the schedule and how it's too long. It's too much. He goes, I'm the only guy doing it. I'm not even. He said, I'm leading the SMX points and I haven't won a race.
But that's not good.
I mean, his rant is not going to change anything.
No, of course not. But I'm just saying, like, he.
But I struggle with that because.
Why?
I never felt that way. Like, I did more races than they'll ever do.
Yeah, but I think you were just in the minority.
That's fine. Yeah. But I just said I don't understand it. Yeah. That's all.
But I think most of these guys would say it's too much.
Well, and there is.
I don't think Justin Cooper's in the minority.
But there is also the fact that they don't need the money that the extra races bring. So there is that aspect. I wanted more races because it was more money.
Yeah.
Right? So there is.
And we did hear Tomac's response last year.
Dynamic.
When they asked him.
Yeah. Hey, pays good money.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Here's what I don't get, though.
But anyway, so Justin Cooper didn't ride all week, banged up.
Yes.
Tough for him today.
Yes. Yeah, I talked to him too. Yeah, he said he had never really not ridden at all before a race.
Oh, okay.
Even when he's hurt, he tries to get on the bike. But here's what I don't get about the schedule thing. It is July currently. There has never been a season in the history of the AMA calendar where they weren't racing this far. Like, if you want to talk about three SMX races in September, but we're not there
yet. Yeah, but I think they're gearing up for that. I think he's already like, this is tough. This is tough.
Because of what he sees in the horizon?
Yeah, I think he's tough. He's beat up now.
Yes.
And he's saying, like, I'm leading the SMX points and I haven't won a race. Because yeah. I'm here. No one else is here every single week.
So I don't know.
What does that say, though, to try to sell a sport? You guys are all about selling the sport.
We've been saying it's awesome.
I think it's
okay,
fine.
But what does it say? When riders can't,
but you're not going to convince me because I just never saw it that way. I did it.
I'm
personally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm saying right now we lost Jet Lawrence for half a season. Hunter Lawrence for half a season. We'd have no air.
Yeah, but not because
right
the series is too long. Jet got hurt at the fourth race.
No, but it's a dangerous thing. So we can't have somebody make it all the way through. We just can't.
We never have. Yeah. What's different?
Yeah, but can we not fix that? Should we not fix that?
How many races do you want?
I don't know. Like this
eight
is
would be
this
great. Can I make the same wage I do now with eight? No,
literally
but
the schedule. Having Washougal this date, and then Anaheim 1 has been basically the same calendar since 1979.
I agree, but I'm saying like we always have. Can we try to not have injuries somehow and maybe have more breaks in between the races or something?
You remember a guy named Duke Finch?
Yep.
Remember how he said it was a dangerous sport? That's not going to change.
Maybe we could get rid of
every riders.
The only thing I remember,
motocross, a dangerous sport.
Yeah,
yeah.
If that hairline fracture turns into something more serious,
I do remember that. That hairline fracture will turn into a crack or something. Yeah. I do
that
remember
he
that.
Said.
Dangerous.
And then also the blue flag is a race, and you're not in it.
Yep. It's not going to change.
I know. Okay. A
couple things. We could get rid of dragon backs in more than 10 whoops or more than 9 whoops.
Yeah.
But now everybody complains about that. That is watering down the sport. So they try to do something. If everybody's tired and beat up, how about you ride less during the week? Is anyone going to do that?
You can't tell them that.
You can't?
No.
Osborne had an idea.
He did.
And he's a crackpot idea. Sorry, Zacho.
That's kind of Zacho.
To limit riding during the week.
Kind of Zacho.
Like you had to like clock in. You could only ride so many hours during the week to try to limit injuries.
I mean,
I hated
that. You're stupid. Street bike racing, they have limited tests.
They do.
No, but I needed to ride.
Yeah.
They would have been career limiting for me. Like, it would have really hurt me.
No, but I'm saying other sports do that. Like, NASCAR.
That's because of money.
Oh.
MotoGP is because of money.
Yeah, but they're just saying, we have a problem. We're going to solve it. Their problem is money, not health.
Yeah.
They don't have injuries, but they spend way more.
Should the SMX points leader be a guy who hasn't won a race all year?
Why not?
Okay.
But
in particular, cool. I don't
to
think
say,
it's
okay. To say that you can't go practice your craft more, I just don't. I don't.
I don't know.
I don't agree with that.
You brought it up with Zach's idea.
No, I said it was crackpot ideas. Literally how I labeled it.
No. But Zach's point was, we're going to limit everyone to the same.
Yeah.
And sorry,
no,
if you
JT
need to practice 3 days
more
a week,
talent, then you're screwed. If you don't have the talent, you're screwed.
Every sport tries that, and then they complain that in football they'll just do workouts out of the facility to still get away with
I
it, but they tried to do the same thing.
I would have been riding more.
They tried
I
to do the same thing.
How are you going to clock in? Like, someone's going to stop you from going from Hard Rock? Someone's going to stop you from showing up at Hard Rock?
That's not going to happen.
That'd be a chip in your shoulder like Terminator, and they would be at JT's at Hard Rock.
Yeah.
Like,
no, this sport you can't, because it's too easy to put a bike in a truck and go.
Yeah.
I actually
I did see a huge rant.
But it's been the same thing forever. Everybody's been saying,
that is my point.
Whatever.
They've had a race here at this track and at Anaheim 1 with this distance in between them since the dawn of time. So this is something. This is new?
No. It's not new.
I don't think it needs to be fixed.
Was it terrible for RJ and Stanton, and was it bad for all them?
Listen, man.
That's what I don't get. Like, I feel like we're talking about it like it's this new thing.
It's okay for him to feel that way. I just don't think that it's going to change, nor do I think it should change. All right. That's all.
If you want to talk about it in September, like Sexton did last year, I think that's valid. That is an addition, but not by Washougal.
Bam, 7-7.
That's a fair point, Weege.
Yeah.
That's a fair
point. Bam, 7-7.
He's been
seven
good,
overall.
Dude.
He's been really good.
I think it was really important for them to add the money into that.
And that's
to negate the more. We're doing three more.
They had to.
But I'm just saying. Oh, yeah. Like, at least they did that.
Yeah. Yeah. Is the season too long? Is there not a long enough offseason? 100%. Offseason's too short.
Yeah.
We removed an entire month. We removed an entire month of the offseason.
Yeah, that is true. But Washougal, like, call RJ, call Wardy, call anyone who's ever raced professionally, and I'm sure they'd be like, bro, by July?
Can we move on?
Sorry.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Okay. 7-7 for Barcia. Yeah, he's been really good since he come back, getting better. And then I think we think he's going to Cotti. Yep. That's finally done. We've talked.
Really?
We've literally talked about it for how long?
Yeah, I think it's done.
Like
2 years,
probably. On the Pulp show, we're like, hey, man, I think Rev's pretty good. And he's like, yeah. Like, so I, yeah. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Barcia 7-7 for seventh. Okay. No hate comms. That is good. Good
no
job.
No promises on that.
But when you look at the next group of guys, you're like, okay, well, that's kind of, Barcia was the last guy.
I mean, it hasn't been vintage Barcia. Like, we can't say that.
Last week, Moto 2 was good, wasn't it?
I mean,
was
8-6.
Was that?
8-7.
Okay.
8-7 for fifth. Whatever it was.
He came back from injury last year, and he was, like, horrific, I thought.
I mean, it's fine. Like, yeah, I'm just saying, this was a guy that was in the top three in points for, like, 8 years in a row.
Yeah.
Valentin Guillaume. Another eighth overall, 9-10. It's a great story. I tried to find him today. Was he around?
Yes, he was around.
After
he was
the
on
race.
The track. No.
No, after the race.
No, I didn't see him after the race.
Because he's a big hangout guy.
He is a big hangout. I mean, maybe he had the flight, but I saw him this morning.
Yeah.
He apologized. He was on Pulp.
Yes. Yeah,
He says he knows the term commentator. He did not know the vocabulary term announcer.
Yeah.
So you said my name.
I said I said Jason Wygant, and he said who? I said the announcer, Jason Wygant, and he didn't know. And
he
said,
didn't
Weege.
Understand.
And I said Weege.
He was confused because he's like, nothing. I don't know what an announcer is.
Yeah.
Then he saw me today, and he apologized. He's like, you're a commentator in French.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was here. That's my verification. Is Gio the Gavin Graysick award winner?
100%.
He's
the
guy.
Freddie Norn, Gavin Graysick.
Yeah.
Boutron.
Freddie Norn and Boutron. Freddie Norn. And Boutron.
Yeah.
Cody Shock.
Cody Shock. He's all of that. Yep. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to Valentin Gio. He also, we got his suspension oil changed, so he'd never changed his suspension oil since before
Cody
Paula.
Cooper.
Cody Cooper.
Yeah, Cody Cooper.
Let's do that on the website. Let's do a little
I wanted to make an award. I got to reach out to Gavin Graysick.
Yeah.
I think I'll name it after him.
Okay.
Can we get a plaque with names on it?
You can ask J-Bone.
J-Bone?
Yeah.
About Cody Cooper?
Yeah, no, about Gavin Graysick.
Oh, or Cody Cooper.
Yeah, or Cody Cooper.
Based on this outdoor season, let's sign him for
Actually,
Soupy.
Juice Lansu.
Yeah.
There's so many of them.
Juice? Yes.
Yeah. Freddie wrote for JGR. Graysick wrote for JGR. Cody Cooper wrote for JGR. If you... J-Bone would hire you.
They had like 60 or 70 riders.
But Guillaume hadn't changed his suspension oil since before Paula.
They had a broken valve in it. They couldn't change it. I talked to them.
Oh.
They had a broken valve. They literally couldn't change the oil in it. And when they finally took it out, it was like as black as midnight.
Yeah. So he was on the show telling us this, and I arranged it for Gilly to do it this week. Gilly works for Star, but it was going to be a backdoor deal or whatever. I had to go through Jim Roach at Yamaha. It was all official. Like, I had to get... I couldn't ask Gilly.
You can't put Gilly in that spot, right? Like,
no,
without going through channel.
I did.
But
he literally rode Hunter Lawrence's bike.
If you would have gotten Gilly fired over this, that would have been terrible.
Well, yeah, for sure. But so anyway, so I went through the official channels. It was all set. Gilly couldn't make this one. Had a little bit of a health thing go up. Health issue. So we had...
Banged up.
We got another guy do it. He's a suspension tech for another team, and I forget the guy's name. He does Phil's stuff sometimes.
Johnny Oler?
No, it's not Johnny Oler. That guy did it.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. Forgot the name. I will look into it. But did it get done or not? Because now you're telling me a valve was broken?
No,
or
they couldn't do it. They did it.
They did
but
it.
They couldn't do it for 3 weeks because there was this broken valve.
Okay.
And they finally got
the Guillaume
part.
So Guillaume never said anything about that.
They couldn't get the part. That was a problem. They couldn't get the part that they needed because if they drained the oil, they needed to fix that.
But
they finally got it done. And the guy's point was Guillaume never complained.
Yeah.
He's like, he never complained. He never made a, like, other riders would have pitched a fit about this.
So we got his suspension all done. And then he told me, Gio told me that he talked to Kawasaki about riding Anderson's bike.
Oh.
I said, bro, if you jumped on Anderson's bike and started beating that guy, I pointed to the other rider. I said, they're not going to let you do that.
No.
Like, that is not going to happen. So you will never ride that Kawasaki.
I think his pitch is, hey, I don't even ask you to change the oil in the suspension.
Yeah,
and they'll be like, we love you.
Yeah.
Move it on in.
Yeah, yeah. So, but Valentin Guillaume, congratulations for the Freddie Norn, Gavin Graysick, Juice Lansu, Cody Cooper, Cody Shock, Freddie Norn Award.
There's a lot more we got to go through.
Cody Shock would have been on JGR for sure if they were around.
100%.
Prime candidate.
Yeah, for 100%. Colt Nichols is back. Last weekend he's returned to decency, and he's back again.
What did he get the second moto?
12-9.
Nine, yeah.
Yeah, he rode really well.
Return what about that? To decency.
Right?
That is really well said.
Yeah.
Return to decency.
What about that staggered start, too? First time that's been done. I liked it.
You liked it?
Yeah.
Oof.
If John Starling falls, though, we got a problem.
It's bad. Yeah, I don't.
Another red flag. Well, there'll be two red flags. One for the starter guy getting mauled.
I think it
mauled.
Might need some work.
As far as releasing them, not the format.
I don't know, man.
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
You can't re-rack them.
No. Okay. I don't want to do that.
And you can't fit 40 bikes.
I did see Kyle Chisholm had a rolling start idea where they come around the whole lap and they have to be in formation. And then it's just go over the checkers and it's a green flag across the checkered.
I would like to be the guy, the pace bike.
And if you get out of line or do something, that's on you're getting penalized.
Yeah.
But they have to be in formation.
1,000% chance Kevin Moranz would get out of line. So.
Oh, we saw that.
Yeah.
You know what's hilarious?
He had trouble on Thursday also. You hear about this?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Moranz missed his gate for PIR.
Okay.
They said they called him. He said he didn't hear it. Whatever. So they said, hey, man, just go start with no gate on the outside, on the dirt.
On the dirt.
Everybody else had a concrete start.
Yeah. And no gate.
And no gate.
Moranz, Andy hole shotted.
And Moranz pulls a hole shot and walks around like he deserves the hole shot. Now, I've talked to him. He's kind of backpedal. But the riders that were there were like, oh, no, dude, he was keeping that money. Until basically everyone said, bro.
You're not getting out of here alive.
You are not getting this money. And they gave it to the right guy.
I would have rioted.
Yes. Yeah. Frank would have been freaking out. So anyways, I don't mind that idea. The rolling thing. That's okay.
It would take a long time.
Chisholm on Twitter.
It was like 5 minutes to get him around. But
I mean, how long?
Or just build a lane.
Forever.
You just build a U-turn lane.
We were like 20 minutes. Like we had plenty of time. Yeah, it took forever.
And classic motocross fashion, by the way. They release them that way at the beginning, first practice of the day, every morning at 8 o'clock.
But I heard Pelletier saying that, but it is nothing like that.
Well, here's part of the reason why. So they announced we're going to do this and we're going to do that every morning. So you get used to it. So I happened to go to the line at Millville to talk to the guys about that. I talked to AP, maybe Justin Cooper, somebody else. I'm like, hey, you know, if there's a restart this year, this is how they're going to do it. And of course, every rider was like,
no.
Oh, really?
Of course not.
So they didn't. Typical, no one reads the rule book. No one studies anything. They haven't used the 7 weeks they had to practice this and like do it with intensity.
No, because they're not psychos. They don't know the rule.
Yeah.
So they're not psychos and going to like almost kill John Starling.
But my point is the long tradition of they change something in the rule book and no one in the pits ever bothers to read it until the moment they need to.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Max Anstey debacle.
Yeah. Or Jason Anderson. Penalty.
Yeah.
It's now positions.
Yeah.
Well, we changed that 3 years ago, guys.
Right. Yeah. You know what, though? Chase Sexton botched that thing.
Did he?
Like, he really cleaned it up.
Hunter kind of botched it.
No. Go back and watch it. Chase blows it.
Because Hunter got zapped right away.
Not on the top.
Yeah.
But, like, Chase closed the gap really fast. But when you go back and watch it, like, it was not a good exit by Chase.
Start blocks and all.
I don't know what he's doing. He's like, he said something in the press conference, like, he flinched or did something like they don't know what they're doing. Like it's new for everybody.
Mitchell Harrison, 10-11. Good job for Mitchell Harrison. I said to him, I had interviewed him after the race. I said, hey, I feel like you're good here. I feel like there's been Mitchell Harrison results here. What, Shugel? He goes, no, not at all. I like Red Bud. I like Iron Man. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Well, all right, man. All right. But 10-11, he said that the key was qualifying better because he qualified, I believe, better than the factory Cowie rider.
He did.
And he said that he absolutely sent it. It almost died. But he found the edge, and then he said, and I said, well, so when you do that and you qualify, then you're gate pick. And he goes, yeah, I think it just keeps on going. And I'm like, yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Because gate pick up start.
Yeah.
Momentum goes both ways.
So good job for Mitchell Harrison. That's a career best 450 result for him. Mitchell Harrison could be the Cody Shock, Freddie Norn, Cody Cooper.
Skewed,
no, I don't mean this year. I mean, he has the potential to
not
be
good
that.
Enough. Yet.
Yeah.
Like, Graysick was like a seventh place guy for like months.
Harry Kulis, 11-12. Kulis was one of the guys very angry at Moranz on Thursday.
that's a BS move.
Yeah.
And I like Moranz.
Yeah.
I do, but that's ridiculous.
You're talking about a man who sells his used plastic for $20 on Instagram.
Listen,
so the whole shot money is going
to
be
trying not
to
talk badly about him because I do like him.
Yeah.
But this is ridiculous what he did.
Yeah. Harry Kulis, 11-12. Malcolm fell once early in the first lap, and then he fell. Like, he got up to 15th, Nathan Tobin. He fell again, which I didn't know that.
Coming around first turn.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So Malcolm went down again. So then 16-8 for him, second moto, eighth. Lorenzo Locurcio's had four good motos. Good job for him. And we're at Jorge Prado.
Prado pod?
Not.
Nope. No, I refuse to make this a Prado pod.
This was not a good day in the world of Jorge Prado.
Lewis Phillips did an interview with him on press day.
Yeah.
You're interviewing him after Southwick.
Yeah.
Not great.
Not great.
This was 30% worse.
Okay, so funny you say that. Yeah. Jay Sexton literally just said mine was worse still.
Oh, he compared them.
Yes, he compared the interviews. Yes. And he said mine was worse, but only by a little bit.
Congrats on the win today, Sexton, but you got to take the loss on this one. I've never heard anything like it.
The vital one?
Yeah.
Oh,
God. It's unbelievable. Lewis is like, well, what about, like, you know, Redbud, you led? He's like, no, nothing has been good in any race. And
I also think he wanted to throat punch Lewis.
Maybe.
Because we're here and we're live, we can actually get into this. So
I mean, he said nothing has been good. He said at Redbud it was bad. I was leading, but I could only ride a cruise pace because the bike is so bad.
Yep.
Nothing is improved.
Right.
I'm just sitting here waiting.
Yep.
We brought Lewis on. Lewis was smart enough to ask the hard question. He's like, well, some people, Jorge, have said you're not fit or you're not trying, you're giving up.
Yeah, nope. I felt that he thought I was some people.
Oh, I use that move all the time.
But I'm not. I don't believe that. I'm Team Jorge.
Asako. I use that move all the time. Madvarty. Oh yeah, you've always been there for him. You were some people. He would say that to me. So you offered. Some people have said you're not fit. Some people have said you're not trying. And he said, "Nope, I'm in great shape. I never don't try." Where's the bike?
Which is playing fast and loose with the truth a little bit, because coming from MXGP. He does have a little bit of a reputation of mailing it in when things don't go great.
Oh, and being a really fast starter, but not... Oh, last year he was fit. I feel it his rookie year there. It was a lot of fury at the beginning. Was he always the strongest guy?
But he was always the smallest guy. So I think it was more down to his frame. Oh, I think that was... Right, but he's still quite small. Great interview.
I've never heard anything... This is not recency bias. To me, it was worse than his Southwick interview with Steve. What do you think?
Yeah, because the damage was done in the words he didn't say. So
Chase said his was worse.
I just did a 30-minute interview with Chase.
All right.
10 minutes of it was discussing Prado, which may or may not go down well. I don't know. Yes.
Wow.
We even broke down whether the bike's slow. So we really...
Why does Chase care so much?
I don't know. It's really weird. But we really broke down Prado's situation for some reason. So, I did a review pod of my own with the winner.
With Chase.
And... Chase was more concerned that he feels that Prado will never talk to me again. And then Harrop...
Why would he be mad at you? You're just the monkey asking the questions.
Well, did you not hear that last question where he said I was the one making him negative? Or whatever he said?
He came at me. That's why I said he wanted to throat punch Lewis.
He
came at me.
I didn't get to the end.
Yeah, well...
He said you are posing the questions to make it seem like he's blaming the bike.
Yeah, and then I can't remember what I said because I kind of blacked out in panic and fear of being...
I could see that.
...beaten up by Prado. But... No, I don't know, really. I did go and see him afterwards. We spent 90 minutes discussing life.
After?
Yep.
He did not punch you?
No.
Okay.
He told me a lot. Mm. Now, I don't want to break news on this show, but I can tell
don't
you
break
that from...
his confidence.
I can tell you that from my conversation, off record, he isn't very happy with the bike.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I definitely picked up on a vibe.
All right. Thanks for that.
I don't think the things are great over there. It's kind of the vibe I got from this conversation.
Okay. All right. He wasn't being obvious about it, but...
But this interview, the worst thing was when I said, so is the bike faster? And he just shrugged. Like, the no word says it all. That says, like, why are you asking me that? It's obviously terrible. That's kind of the vibe I get from no answer. So...
Well, you said that in that. You're like, no answer.
Yeah.
I think you just answered.
Yeah, because what do you... Back to the Eli thing from last year. When the rider doesn't talk, I'm going to have to fill the void.
I've never heard anything that bad. Worse than Southwick.
Well, for some reason, Chase sides with Steve, which hurts greatly. In the battle of who could do the worst interview of the year.
All you guys are doing is asking the questions. All right, thanks, Lewis.
But one more thing on that. Yeah, Harrop did stop me and say, I watched your interview twice. He was close to tears.
With Prado?
Prado was close to tears. I almost pushed him
Harrop
to tears.
Said that.
Yes.
Okay.
He said he felt like Prado was getting emotional. So now I feel like I need to rewatch and see if I pushed him to that point. I don't know.
I don't think he was close to tears. I think he was close to fisticuffs.
Well, I would have thrown down. I already told Eli I was ready beforehand. No, we're good.
We're not using the internet, if that's what you guys are concerned with. We're just recording. Thanks, guys. Yep. They came in here and they're like, oh my gosh, are you guys using our Wi-Fi still?
No. So, the second moto was bad, but I kind of heard that he was testing some stuff.
Pardon me?
Yep. He was testing some parts. This is what I got over there. I did ask Dan Fahey for an interview. He said he's got nothing constructive to say.
How did he get to 22nd? Like, did he crash?
He's 19th.
No, at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, how did he get there, though?
I'll tell you what. his battle with Bryce Shelley.
Really?
Was.
But like, was, in it, being serious, I'm not being joking. How did he get? Because when
I don't
looked,
know, man.
When I looked, okay, his dad is in the tower with me all the time. His dad went down because on the first lap, he was like 22nd. But I, like, after the restart.
Yeah.
My question is, how the hell did
he was around
6th
to start.
Right, that's what I'm asking. Early. How did he get to 22nd?
No, dude, he just got passed.
There's no way. There's no way. He went from 6th to 22nd.
I mean,
We
can check lap times.
So you're saying,
we have a lap chart somewhere in there.
And then you're saying you saw multiple laps just battling.
No, he stayed there. No, he stayed there the whole time. Yeah. He battled Jeremy Hand to the death. And then Jeremy Hand did kind of almost die.
When you say to the death.
Prado broke him.
Oh, gosh. A Grim Reaper.
So, I'm not
a Slim Reaper.
I'm not turning this into a
Prado pod.
A Prado pod.
I just want to know what happened to it. Why did he get to 22nd? Because normally he should have never been there.
Right? I'm still shook from the interview this morning. From Lewis.
I mean, look, if you want to talk about his bike not being that good.
He hole shot. He did.
And then, like, at one point, he was going 4 seconds a lap slower than Hunter, and it was 10 minutes into the race.
Yeah.
So, like, you're not tired.
Bike's way off, man.
Your hole shot. I don't.
4 seconds a lap with some settings. There's another guy over there that would ride for them that doesn't even need the oil changed. It's suspension.
True.
I've never seen anything quite like this. I mean, we're taking weirdo Eli rides. I mean, we're talking like half a dozen in 12.
We are past
years.
It only being the bike. He got beat badly by Mitchell Harrison on a pretty stock Kawasaki. So it can't be this bike sucks that bad.
Like, first lap was 12. So he lost 5 to 6 spots.
And he just went straight backwards?
Yeah. Just 12.
Systematically backwards.
18. 21.
Good grief.
21. Up to 20. We got down to 25, but we fought back to 19th.
Okay, that's what champions do.
Yeah, that's what MXGP guys do. So we are. I mean,
I don't know what to say, man.
No, I'm not turning this into a problem.
No,
podcast.
Me neither.
It's horrific.
That is not just the bike. Period.
No.
Period. Yeah. Period. Full stop.
Yeah.
Fight me. That's not just the bike.
And I spoke to someone who works with him closely that may or may not have ridden the bike.
Oh, yeah?
Good rider.
Yeah.
Okay.
He won a little bit of...
Pretty sure. Yeah. We all know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He says unbelievably fast.
I mean, he whole shot.
Unbelievably fast.
He whole shot.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to tell you more than that.
Yeah. So, okay. Okay. Yep. Well, we're moving on.
Is there any chance, the last thing I'll think, is there any chance that it's just where the power is?
No, I think there is something. I don't think anything's all one thing.
Right.
I know the tendency, the trend these days, JT, is to ride low RPM, but I swear he is at another level of low RPM, of the likes of which I haven't heard.
What he wants to be, yes.
Yes, and I do wonder if they're like, bro, we get running a tall gear.
Gas just had more torque?
I don't know. I would just wonder if they're like, bro, you can't use 3,000 RPM.
But that's what you're saying. Like, if you are going to ride that low of RPM, you need a lot of torque to be able to pull that.
I wonder if they're like, dude, you can't make a 450 engine make torque at 2,200 RPM, man. Yeah.
How many races did he race? This is the 8-1 and then
this
2?
Eight.
Okay, so, and then two Supercrosses?
Yeah.
So I was talking to Derek, his mechanic,
mm-hmm.
and I was just like, hey, how's things going? Or whatever. Yeah. And he goes, dude, we had 64 fork settings for J-Mart 1 year. I'm like, what, really? 64. All year. They use 64 settings. He goes, we're on 70 right now.
Perfect for the number.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah. In 10 races.
Maybe Jorge can find an old shock spring.
He's making a lot of money, and it's a 3-year deal.
Yep.
There's zero chance anything happens this year. But if we go into next year and it's not good,
yeah,
I think both sides will be.
You
like,
can't say zero chance when his agent was asking around.
Yeah, but
I know it's not. Yeah. But you can't say zero chance.
Okay, maybe I can't say zero, but 2%.
I don't think
whatever.
It's going to either.
But
like the MXGP deals are done.
Yeah,
like that. That ship sailed.
He's not getting better either. This is.
So, no.
Yeah.
No.
Today was the second moto. I would say the first moto at Millville and this second moto are the worst we've seen.
Yeah.
Like High Point, the mud, I'm just going to call it a whatever.
Yeah.
It's not getting better to your point.
It's not good. Marshall Welton, 15-15, charged hard. I had him in fantasy, so I was paying attention to
first
him.
First moto, he crushed it.
Yeah.
Like he was last.
Yeah. Basically.
Pretty much.
Yep. And then second moto, 15th again. So good job, Marshall Welton. Then he had a good second moto at Millville. Must be karma from helping Tony's ass out in the first moto.
Oh.
Took good karma for...
One way to put it.
That, and then So he's been riding really well. Marshall Welton. But by the way, Fly Racing, check out 2026 gear. Pulpamex code to save. Thank you to Renthal as well. Jorge Prado. He's using Renthal products right now on his Kawasaki.
Probably and, the only thing he's fine with.
I think he's okay with it.
He's okay with the bars.
Yeah, yeah. He's
the
over
bars
with,
are good. We're just going to work on the rest.
Sprockets, too.
Sprockets.
Lawrence Brothers, of course, Renthal.com. Please check them out. And mountain bike parts are available at Power Sports dealers nationwide. Really thank the folks at Renthal. They got a new exciting mountain bike part coming week that you might be even into.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Renthal.com. Please check them out. And thanks to those guys. Maxxis Tires. Jeremy McGrath. I saw him win here at Washougal in 95?
Five. Okay.
Four? No, I wouldn't have been there. No. 95. Yeah, he developed these Maxxis tires, MXSTs, developed by him. And, yeah, you know who used Maxxis tires was Max Miller, who was struggling to make the motos at times. This is his home track. Puts it in for 21-17. So good job, Max Miller.
Fantasy.
I actually had to look at my scoring to be who's 79.
I picked him in fantasy.
Oh, good job.
Thank you.
I picked him last year. He screwed me, so. Stay away.
At 600 points today.
What?
I didn't even know you could get 600 points.
Yep. Oh, my God. Disgusting.
Hey,
Maxxis.com. Freddie was at PIR, destroyed himself, hurt his foot.
Oh, God.
He's supposed to race.
Did he drive all the way out here?
I don't know. No, he was on a plane.
So somebody drove
the
bike
out. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Freddie's on a Yamaha now.
So. Yes.
So thanks to Fly Racing, Renthal, Maxxis as well. Okay, so that's what else we got for 450s. Derek Drake, tough deal. I don't know what's going on there.
That's nobody does.
Josh
Wait,
Mosman.
He was racing again?
Yep.
Yeah.
He came back.
Yep. Shout out Josh Mosman.
Yeah.
NXA, orange helmet.
The best Mosman of the day.
Yep.
Because Michael hurt his ankle in qualifying.
I'd already heard already, right? Or something? Somebody said?
Oh, yeah. He heard it last week.
Yeah.
So it must have been stemming from that.
Jeremy Hand went, his bike went over a fence. He got sideways.
Bike he was battling the world
last
champ.
Lap. Yep.
Battling the world champ.
And everybody's okay.
There's someone supposedly that hurt their arm, but like superficial.
Yeah.
But
dude,
it could have been catastrophic.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
The clip's crazy from what I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, hopefully everything's all right.
It was a one in a billion way his bike bounced.
Those people are very, very lucky that they didn't get hurt very badly.
But he crashes like that 100 more times.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
No.
It's just
the way his rear tire pogo sticks over the fence is so uncommon.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So that's 450s. Anything else?
Prado more or?
No.
Okay.
No, absolutely not. Actually, we should actually not talk about him ever again until he puts two top 10 motos together.
I refuse. It's one of the biggest stories in the sport.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's absolutely unbelievable. Okay. 250s. Joe Shimoda. If Lars hadn't screwed up his break at Millville, this dude's on a 3-national winning streak because he probably wins. Let's face it. We love J-Mart's story.
Yeah.
But he passed J-Mart.
Yeah.
And
he would have won.
He probably would have won.
Yeah.
So, dude, Joe Shimoda.
He's rolling, man. I mean, this is Deeg's track, I kind of feel.
Yeah.
I mean, Deeg's didn't start horrifically bad. He was like sixth or something.
Sixth.
It wasn't
sixth,
like 20th.
Nope.
Joe's just riding good.
This is Wasabi Joe.
Yeah, this is
Wasabi Joe.
Yeah, you guys dropped that on the TV broadcast.
Good job, JT.
Which, you know, I didn't really appreciate, but.
Why?
Well, because I was saving it for kind of my shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Wasabi Joe part.
So it was said in front of a live audience last night by Lars.
Yeah.
But it was going to be secret.
What, privately claimed this?
No. I was just hoping that it didn't get out.
Was there a pact?
No, there was no pact.
Oh, okay.
No.
There was no pact.
I was just hoping that he forgot, you forgot, someone forgot. Because I had a little nugget.
When I was in the mechanics tower, Lars literally said, hey, that's Wasabi Joe.
Damn it.
Thank you, Lars.
So I was tweeting today, and I said Joe had 8 seconds, I think. Is it eight? Did he ever get down to eight? Was that higher than that? Whatever the amount was, it was past halfway.
Yeah.
And I go, hey, I think Joe's got this, but Deegs is really good here. So I wasn't quite like ready to seal it for Joe, but
I never thought Deegs was going to catch him.
You didn't? No.
Because he couldn't really do anything with the guys in front
of him. In front of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until Marchbanks got there, he wasn't doing anything with Ryder D.
Yeah. So good job, Joe Shimoda. I asked him if he signed his contract yet. He said he knows where he wants to go. Negotiations are still going. I said, well, your price just went up. And Joe got so awkward and laughed and laughed and then looked at me and went,
I thought Redbud would have taken his number up.
Well, it's taken up again.
Under Mr. Ishikawa winning like that.
not.
See, I think to me the whole thing, and I have no idea. I'm not like trying to be coy. I don't know, but to me there has to be some sort of 450 variable in here for him.
Well, still negotiating. He told me.
Yeah,
but he knows where he wants to go.
Yeah.
So good job, Joe Shimoda. 2-1 on the day, and he, you know, Honda gets another win.
Best Honda guy of the day.
Yeah,
of the day, yeah. Not yesterday, but beat those Lawrence boys.
He did.
I was thinking about this. I wanted to get in the broadcast, but it just kind of didn't work. This race was always the race that Japanese riders came to.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
So there have to be some like really proud former Japanese riders watching, being like, that's awesome.
It's closest to Japan, home race.
I know. But they would always get like 5th, 10th, 14th, 28th. To be winning, like that's a pretty cool deal.
I missed Deegs' press conference and podium speech. How was he?
Really generous.
Really gracious, generous towards gracious. Joe? Gracious, yes.
Yeah. Said it was a good day.
Right.
Whatever. No hate comms.
No hate comms. Nothing. Yeah.
Let me use his first class closet in the front of the plane so I could put my blazer
He's
on
turning
plane.
Over a new leaf.
Great young man.
Yeah.
Yep.
1-2 for Deegs, 2-1 for Joe. Good job. Marchbanks, dude, qualified quickest in both sessions.
Dude.
And then came from the back, of course, because it's Garrett Marchbanks. He didn't come from the back as much, but 3-4 on the day. And, dude, killing the whoops by the start line. So was Chase, by the way. But Marchbanks was crushing those things. Yeah. Just a man-child. I bet you his bike's probably broken, like bent.
Yeah.
Like just,
credit to Deegs also in the after the first moto. He literally said, I know he kind of meant, he alluded to it on the podium. He said it a little bit, but I heard him say it clear as day behind the podium. He's like, I tried to break him, and I couldn't. He's riding really well.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Did not break Joe. Marchbanks qualified great multiple laps. I go in the pro circuit truck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey, was that like you had one good lap? Are you feeling good? He's like, no, I'm feeling good. And I'm like, do you like this track? And he said, no, I normally hate this piece of shit. But this year I've been riding in California.
Yeah.
I'm getting better. The way they prepped it, I liked.
Yeah.
So he doesn't claim this is like his track.
Right.
Although, honestly, I don't even know if he rode way better than he's been riding all year. He's been riding awesome the whole time.
I think he rode better, but not a ton better. But
he's been this close if the damn starts. He should have had 3 podiums already, 4 podiums maybe.
So he told me nothing's signed yet, doesn't have anything right now. He told me
is there room at Pro Circuit?
Told me he's going to get a regular job. I said, no, you're not. And he yelled about Phil.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was pretty much a regular interview. But there's room at Pro Circuit. But I don't think that fifth spot, there's a fifth spot open, but I don't think they want to pay what Garrett needs deserves for that fifth spot.
He had podiums in Supercross, too.
Dude, I know. He told me he was hoping to get the contract done after Salt Lake City. Then they told him after 4. Then they told him after the next 4. So now we're on the next 4. So
he's like Wasabi Joe. His price is going up.
Yeah.
Well, it is tough when you're the fifth guy and you're actually valuable. That's tough.
Yeah.
Because you need the money, but their budget's gone.
Yeah.
I was thinking he was going to get Deegs. He was riding that well. I'm like, he might get Deegs because he's crushing.
Oh, I thought
whoops.
He was. And I asked him on the podium. I'm like, hey, because I really, and I still think to this day, had he got him quickly, I think he could have kept it.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't get him.
Yeah.
Then Deegs kind of woke up, and then Deegs picked the pace up, and then Marchbanks got stuck behind him. It happens all the time. And Weejuice even said it. Like, if he doesn't get him.
Well, Stu taught me that.
Fall into his pace.
That's what Stu told
happens
me.
A lot.
And it, dude, now that I know this,
yeah,
it does happen all the time.
Seth Hammaker 373 led for a little briefly bit in Moto One, right? Yeah, he had the lead first lap. Seth did, and then Joe got him. No, second lap.
That was second moto.
Second moto. Yeah, yes. Seth led. Joe got him 7-3 on the day for Seth Hammaker. That's a big improvement from him. He's riding with
he's beat up.
He's riding with
super
some injuries.
Beat up.
Faulkner,
he's banged up.
Faulkner returned to decency.
That was awesome.
Return to decency.
By five.
I was very happy with Faulkner's day.
Yeah,
like, personally. Doesn't matter to me at all, but I was very happy for him.
Yeah, he had been stoked for sure. 5-5 for Faulkner. All the Triumph guys have been good. They got worked on their starts with Scuba Steve.
Big Boar or no?
Yeah, Big Boar. I heard that.
I mean, it would almost seem like it.
Yeah.
They got so much better.
All of them.
Yes.
Yeah, Jalik was already pretty good, but all of them got
really
good.
Where do you guys come down on Swole?
It was bullshit. Yeah.
I disagree.
Okay. So the problem was Jalik, we all saw he was leading, crashed, hit his head pretty good. I didn't see, slid into it, like, whole
never
thing.
Moved.
Now, I didn't see that part of it, but as Scuba was saying, the team manager for Triumph, he did 4 laps, and they were good lap times.
But they were telling him, you can't ride.
But
you cannot go back out.
That's where Jalik said, no, they didn't.
we're watching it. The guy's going like this as he's trying to get back on his bike. The medic is on the track going like this.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. Like, I can't hear them. But okay.
This doesn't mean like I need a burger or anything. It probably means stop.
He's picking his bike up. He's like, no. Right.
So why let him go four laps, though?
I don't think they wanted him to do any laps.
Yeah. But then he was doing
you
laps.
Can't tackle like, him?
Why? Well, I mean, they just, probably finally radioed somebody and said, hey, he shouldn't be out there. But, it's my guess.
But they should have thrown the black flag right away.
I think it took time to let someone know this guy shouldn't be out there is what my guess is.
I mean, four laps?
The medics don't immediately talk to the flagger all the time. Like, that's not like...
Well, they do in a red flag.
Yeah, they go to the, I mean, they go to Pelletier.
They got
to...
Well, whatever.
The guy with the flag.
I mean, Mike... Okay, so the guy's going to say, no. So he goes, screw you. Brop.
Ask Jim Perry. He's right there. Ask him what happened.
I don't know if it's his call.
Okay.
Yeah. His call is just about Yamaha stuff. Okay. He just makes decisions about Yamaha.
We're wondering how Jalik did four more laps when he wasn't supposed to be out there before he got the black flag.
Yep. Not his department.
No, it's not. I know it's not his call.
It's just a podcast.
That's all it is. It's all it is. Just a podcast.
Just stay away. Just stay away.
Just an official comment from the series is all it is.
Like, honestly, if Jalik rides off from the medic's advice, hey, Pelletier, 22, I told him he can't ride, he can cuss. Black flag him. And then that's it.
I do firmly believe they told him not to ride.
When he's doing four laps and he's putting in good lap times, let him go.
Like, if you want my not a doctor diagnosis, watching it, he hit the ground head first and didn't move for a very long time.
Yeah.
And the medic's going, don't ride.
Right.
Don't ride. And he's going, I'm riding. And like,
he's four laps in, let him go.
Okay.
I'm laughing because, like, are they going to have to train them, like, takedown tactics? Like, if the rider tries to get on his bike, but you don't want it, you have to
a chest arm.
Yeah, some sort of kung fu takedown.
I don't
want
to have to do this.
Yeah, but I have to take you down.
We're going to have to put you back out.
Yeah.
And the TV footage, was terrible. It's just the foot.
Yeah.
But so, like, the non-moving foot.
If you had a gun to my head and you said, was he unconscious or not, I would say yes without any question.
Zach Bell?
Get the gun away from me.
Zach Bell?
I mean.
Zach Bell never
was that much different.
Zach Bell was not up.
Finally got a star.
Yeah, finally got a star, too.
Listen, it doesn't matter. I don't want Jalik to be mad at me. All I want him to do is be okay. But I don't think it was good for him to be back out
there.
That's
Dylan Schwartz, fourth. He was third for most of the moto until Marks Banks got him.
That was incredible.
Where the hell did that come from?
I mean,
it's been there.
It's been coming.
Yeah,
He's been riding third, though?
Been there.
When's third?
He qualified third at Red Bud.
I know, but still.
What do you mean?
We're getting to that.
We're getting that.
We're getting to that.
We're getting to the whole shot challenge.
Dylan Schwartz, 4.11. listen, Jimmy, I took you to Bud's Creek Moto 1 win, and this is how you treat me?
He took you.
I took him, and this is how I get treated.
That's special.
Dylan Schwartz, 4.11. Harup, 10.7. I ran third in the second moto for a long time. Crashed.
It went down.
I asked him his favorite tracks of the circuit, and he told me Millville, High Point, and Southwick so far. But he said that he's heard nothing but good things about the tracks coming up.
Unadilla.
Yes.
Okay.
I said, you will like Unadilla. He goes, yes.
Maybe he will, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. He's top five in points, too, which he said is really cool for him. He's like, I'm fifth overall.
Yeah.
So, which I told him that Lewis and I, in one of our Renthal reactions, we said we'd be top five in points. And we got a little bit of pushback from that. So we look smart. But
beating some good guys.
You think he's getting really tired of racing people that live on the property? He's battling Kitchen today. He's battling J-Mart last week.
Yeah.
He's like, is anybody here not live on the property that I could battle?
Max Volan, 8.9. Good job for Max. He said that he, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but he has a rear brake lever.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, he doesn't have the
hand.
Yeah, he doesn't have the foot.
Interesting. Did not know this.
He said that on the Lomier tracks, he can use the soft dirt to slow himself down. Well, this one's hard pack, so now he was getting hand pump.
Yeah.
He was getting arm pump.
Yeah.
Arm pump from squeezing the brake.
That makes sense.
On the hard pack.
Yep.
So he's like, it was really weird. It was tough on me. But he ran Maximus, ran up front 8.9 on the day. Drew Adams, 13.6. Good job for Drew.
That was something.
Yeah.
That was something.
Definitely pretty good. Ryder D, 11.8. And I talked to him after the race. I talked to Drew too as well. But Ryder D said that he knows that his bike will be better here because it's a hard pack track.
He did say that.
What about that first moto with him and Deeks? Was he okay with that?
Yeah, he said to me, it was time.
No.
It was time,
He used the words.
He said it was a racing incident, which I said, I was like, hey, I think that was a racing incident.
Oh, totally,
like,
was. That was like, that was Ryder D's fault.
Yeah, but I was like backing into it, like, I don't know.
No, no, that was right? Ryder D's fault.
Because honestly, it was 4 hours ago, and maybe I didn't quite see it good.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, yes, racing incident. And then he said he could not believe that Hayden didn't go down. He said he got up looking for Hayden on the ground.
That was not Hayden's fault at all.
Right. Kitchen. Levi Kitchen's never that good here.
Nope. But, no.
Self-proclaimed not very good here.
But 9-10.
I talked to him this morning. He's like, actually, my first motos are always bad here. But like last year, he went like 13-3.
Mm-hmm. So Marchbanks? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly. Sorry, so I was waiting for it in Moto 2.
Checked out on him, dude.
Exactly.
All right, 9-10 for Kitch. Yeah, not great.
I don't know, man.
Jordan Smith, 6-14. Jordan said he cannot put two motos together. One moto's good, one moto's bad. He said he just a bad start in the second moto. Just couldn't get anything done. Enzo Timmerman, 14-13.
Pretty good.
I had to look at who 201 was like twice.
Yeah,
I was like,
hey, he's pretty good.
Yeah. Not bad. Parker Ross, Avery Long. I talked to Avery Long. First time I talked to him.
I thought it was very important for Timmerman to beat those guys. Long, Ross.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Like, actually,
beat those guys.
Yeah. And then, rest of the 250s. Chalik Swole, we talked about. What else? Colin Park made his appearance.
Yep. Looking for some extra points.
Yeah, 6 points.
Okay.
Yep. Thrasher was Thrasher. So just 1916.
We're just,
no figuring that one out.
We're just back.
No,
we're just back to that. And then Parker Ross, 12-15. Good job for Parker Ross. Yeah. So
he was digging at the end of the second moto.
Was he?
Good God. I saw him go by me on the last lap, like scrubbed upside down. I was like, oh my God.
Just
this guy.
Charging.
Going for it, dude.
So yeah, good job. So again, if Lars hadn't scooped their rear brake, we'd have three overalls for Joe Shimoda in a row.
Potentially.
So really good.
Yep.
He went 2-2-2-2 to start the year and then kind of struggled, and now he's back. So
Shimoda's been really good this summer.
Yeah.
He's been really good.
Yeah.
I think it was a little underreported early on, those seconds, because Deegan was stealing all the headlines.
Yeah.
But
and then
when you couple that with now two wins, it's been really good.
Yeah. No, good job. Good job for him. So again, bruntworkwear.com, the code for this show is Mathis, M-A-T-T-H-E-S, saves you at bruntworkwear.com. I got to get Cam, Hunter's mechanic, a pair of Brunt work boots now.
Oh, for the work he put in?
I'm going to have to reward him for that. So thanks to Brunt Workwear, by the way. Check out the Marin boot. They got more than boots as well. They got clothing wear to wear for working men.
They got a polo. They sent me a polo.
I would like to suggest someone who I think could really do Brunt Workwear boots proud.
Yeah.
And that is Jeff Russell, who... mans the ship at Loretta's in GNCC.
Yeah.
Do you know at Loretta's this year, they have to start the motos at 7 a.m. instead of 7:30.
Holy moly.
To get out, to get Saturday done 3 hours earlier so they can go to Ironman, because now Ironman is back-to-back with Loretta's.
Oh.
Jeff Russell.
Wow.
All the GNCCs, Loretta's, Ironman, High Point, that's all him.
Yeah.
Gnarliest guy I know. Prime candidate.
For Brunt. Where?
Yeah.
Okay.
So can you help me out with this?
I think we can.
Maybe I will gift him at Loretta's.
Yeah.
For the long week he has ahead.
Yeah, maybe we can do like...
He's already been at Loretta's for like 3 weeks, which is just insanity.
For real?
They go there for a month.
A month?
The race is a week, 3 weeks of prep.
Oh,
they go from snowshoe GNCC.
I would hate myself.
That is Brunt Workwear all the way.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Let me know on that. I'll do that. I'll hook it up. So thanks to Brunt Workwear, Maxxis, Renthal as well, and Onyx Maps, Weech.
Yeah, Onyx Maps, if you lived out here, my gosh, you could really take advantage in the Great Pacific Northwest. Over 500,000 miles of trails for mountain bikes, single track for dirt bikes, adventure bikes, hiking, hunting. They have it all.
Prado could use Onyx to just know where the tracks are going.
Okay, I thought you were going to say he's lost. We're not going that far.
Well,
at one point, Lewis actually used that, and I think that's maybe where he started getting emotional.
Oh, okay,
he said, are you lost?
Are you lost?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he just said, I think... No, I'm fine. Just waiting for the bike.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
OnyxMaps.com, Onyx Off-Road in the App Store, and RacerX, subscribe to the mag. I got two stories in this next issue coming up, and we'll give you a free cell phone holder from a Cherubis. It looks like a bike stand.
Yeah.
But you can put your phone on it at your desk. It's cool.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. Lone Wolf. Good job, Lone Wolf.
Also, all right, Fly Racing, of course, RacerX podcast, Fly Racing, code PulpMX to save. So, live show last night. We've done it here 3 years in a row. And so, we got Lars because the whole shot contest, and it's Lars.
Yeah.
And he's awesome, but it's just Lars. Easy to do. But then I'm like, hey, I think Chad's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking to myself, I think Chad's going to be there. Because otherwise, I was going to get dumb Lewis. Because I was kind of struggling for... I was thinking of Brayton, but he's not here for the fly thing. And then, anyway, and Shorty wasn't going to be there yet. So I was kind of like, I'm like, Chad Reed will be there.
Yeah.
But what are the chances Chad will actually stick around and do this and everything else? So it was a lot of work, texting, this and that. You had to go confirm with him at one point, too.
He said he was cool with it. Yep.
Yeah, but we got Chad Reed.
We got Chad Reed.
Which was awesome. We're going to get Chad Reed. He's working with Prado.
Yeah.
And the crowd's going to love it.
Yep.
And then?
And then we're done at 5:15 Friday.
TV meetings.
TV meetings. We're done with rehearsal. And Stu, for the first time in 2.5 years, says, kind of looking to hang out tonight. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to pressure you,
mm-hmm.
but I got the thing for you. If you're looking to have a good time,
yeah.
we're doing a live show. And I go, even better, Chad Reed will be our other guest. And Chad is looking for someone to drive him back to town.
Yeah, Chad needs a ride. After
Chad
the
needs
live
a
show.
Ride. So could we get James Stewart, Chad Reed in a live show in front of a live audience? And also, can you give this guy a lift?
What are the odds of coordinating those two, first of all, right? And then actually
we couldn't have
happen.
If we tried.
Right, right.
Did he actually drive him back to town?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
I never actually asked.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so... crowd didn't know. We just brought them
no.
up, and they lost it. It was cool. Yeah.
And then we made the mistake. We're asking about Jet Lawrence and Jorge Prado.
Oh, no, you got to do that. You got to start with that.
I don't know. I went to the cheap heat. I'm like, you guys want to hear about Jorge
Prado? I know.
Or you want to hear about Chad and James talking about each other? And they
I was getting
they let
there.
Us know.
I was okay. getting there.
They let us
for
know.
For sure. But yes, you're right.
It was tough to ask Chad in front of a live audience what's going on with Prado. That was a tough.
I think he said three times.
What I'm allowed to say.
You put him in a tough spot.
No, I mean, I got to ask him. Yeah.
It was epic.
Yeah.
Those two.
It was great. It was fantastic. We do those podcast mashups with Ricky. We did SMX last year with Ricky and James.
Yeah.
And you could tell those two were the stars, right? Mm-hmm. People love that stuff. But I think as much as that's a cool thing in a rivalry, I think Chad and James are bigger.
I agree.
Because there was more hate or
there wasn't,
more
it was much
crossover.
More cordial, wouldn't you say, between RC and Stu? More cordial between RC and Stu than Stu and Chad.
I don't think so.
Oh!
I think it was all they all hated each other.
Okay.
It was only 2 years for those two, and Chad and James were 5 or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I mean, there was a lot of hard feelings between RC.
No, but
two.
I'm saying they went longer, Chad and James, battle, than
on the track. In the same class.
Yeah. Anyways,
I honestly believe that RC and Stu saw each other differently than, like, Stu saw Chad and each other.
I mean, well, it was great because
That's what they say. They say that
I
now, think, but... I don't know how much of what they say
they
now is the way
other.
It felt.
They
then.
Hated
yes.
each other, but I think they viewed each other's threat differently than they viewed Chad.
But my favorite part was James going, "I hated this dude."
Yeah.
Chad was like politically correct. I respected him. I knew he was. Yeah. And James was like, "I hated this dude."
Chad hated him. Chad hated him too.
Yeah, but Chad was much better.
Time heals all.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, and you get.
But that
revisionist history a little bit.
Oh yeah,
but
no. Listen,
there was
I've said
hard
it.
Hard feelings.
We each,
man.
I had JMB and Jeff Stanton on the same time, and they were practically 60-dieting each other on the podcast.
Yeah. They said it was never really that bad.
And you're like, wait, dude. Everyone around you said you guys hated each other. So anyway,
your team manager said you both retired young because of each other, and now you're saying it was all good, bro.
But hey, the crowd loved it, and then we poor Lars had to follow them. They weren't getting off the stage. The crowd rushed the
I had
stage.
To throw a blanket over Stu to try to get him out
I don't
of
think
there.
Stu liked that move.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when you threw it on him, he was.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I know you're trying to. What you're trying
I was
to
trying
do.
To
smuggle him out of there.
I was trying to smuggle him out of there.
So that was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really cool. Thanks, 10 Barrel, Joey Lancaster, and all of that for making it happen. So
we got to split the money with them, though. Whatever money we made, can we pay them?
The Stu and Jeff?
Yeah.
No. Absolutely not.
Okay.
I mean, do you think that they'll even ask?
No.
Okay.
I'm just asking you. That's all.
I mean, we can. Sure. Okay. All right.
Fine. Lars, too, maybe?
Yeah, sure. Lars. That was fun. And then we got to fly Gear Launch tomorrow, Sunday, all day here. And then we had Thursday PIR with the fly and everything else. So it's been a busy, jam-packed day. And then we had this hole shot contest.
Oh, God.
That we finally made happen. It's been over a year in the making.
Oh, God.
And I can't believe, like, even Chase was like, Chase Sexton was like, not Chase Curtis. Chase Sexton was like, I can't believe Lars let you do that.
Everybody,
like a lot of people, or
everybody saying that
Honda's letting you do this. Like, it's crazy.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's a real question.
And so it's up. And by the way, I told him in person and gave him a fist bump. But shout out to Tommy Tenders for turning that thing around like that. People were asking me when they were going to see the video. I said next week sometime.
I couldn't believe it.
The guy was on.
Yeah.
It, so
I got in my car after that live show, checked Slack, and he said video's up if you want to approve it and post it. And I'm like, this was only 3 hours ago.
Yeah. So. So my whole thing was the Hondas are so good off the start that even a shitty rider like myself can hole shot someone really good because that bike will take me to the hole shot. That was my whole thing.
Originally Hunter or Jet.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
But
okay.
We don't talk about that.
All right. Oh, sorry.
That would have been horrific.
Oh, God. But, what we saw today.
So then somehow it was Lars, which Chase Sexton said I had a better chance against Lars.
Than JT?
Yes.
Well, JT did race
I know.
At a higher level
Chase
than
is
Lars.
Like, you should have got Lars. I said, I didn't bring this up with Chase, but there's a video that Lars showed me of Lars hole-shotting Chase 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, wait, Lars seems pretty good, too.
Okay.
So we ended up with JT on Cornelius Tondal's bike. and I show up in the morning, and it's got no gas tank and a brand new seat. So I'm loving the no gas tank thing. If he doesn't have gas, I'm going to beat him.
Lightweight.
Yeah. But, yeah, so we did it. It was super rushed. I wish we had more time to practice or talk about it. And we didn't. We wanted to go to the first left of the turn, but that couldn't happen. So then it was just a drag race.
Yeah, track owner wasn't fully on board with a lot of this. I don't feel.
I think you'd fair to say.
Yeah. I don't know
fair to say.
The track owner was into this.
The video's up, and we did a best of five. And JT beat me 3-0, and Mike Pelletier gave him the number one plate. Good call on getting Pelletier involved, Weege. That was you.
Yeah, because at one point Lewis had it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we got to do better than this.
Yeah.
And then somewhere it dawned on me, I'm like, wait, he's the guy that actually does it.
So shout out to Pelletier.
Pelletier handing it out. He was smart enough to not say on behalf of the American Motorcycle Association.
Yep.
He did not say that.
Yeah.
Because it was not.
So we got JT giving Phil a number one plate for the LCQ championship. Got Pelletier doing this. Awesome. Right. Yeah.
Okay. So the best part to me was how interested everybody was. It was right after press day.
Yeah.
Everybody's there. You guys are getting cheered. I don't know if you could hear it.
It was a lot, man. It was a lot of pressure and weirdness.
I was nervous.
There was at one point like four cameras in front of me just staring at me.
Yep.
And I'm like,
see, I'm used to that.
Yeah.
That's not a big deal for me now.
Yeah. But the amount of industry people, they just kept coming in droves.
I mean, Jet, Hunter.
Yeah. Right. Jet's got no shirt on.
Right.
He's just down there with no shirt on.
I don't know. So
all the Honda guys.
Yeah.
The entire Honda team.
Yeah.
Cam brought a spare fender.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's good.
He said, I got this. Don't worry. If you loop this thing, I'm like, you're a dick. And in the morning, when I said to Cam, who's Hunter's mechanic,
yes,
I said, hey, man, are you Team Steve? I guess I got to be. I'm like, oh, wow, that's great, man.
You know what I was really surprised at? There was never anybody, like, hey, like, kind of be careful with the bike.
Oh, none of that.
None of that. Like,
I had somebody say, how many waivers did you have to sign? I'm like, yeah, no, actually, man,
oops,
nobody signed anything.
Yeah.
Maybe that should have been done.
I really thought that they would be like, hey, like, go easy a little bit. Like, we got to race this tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, no, no.
Nothing.
Nothing, dude.
Nothing.
Nothing. I was really bummed because we were rushed that you didn't get to try Hunter's bike.
Yeah.
That was the original plan. But
thankfully, Lars is like, no, we're going to do that at some point.
Oh,
like,
he did?
He's totally. Like, I don't know when. It could be 2 years from now.
So the first start, they walked me through everything. There's a map. You got to push and hold the get map and load the start map on it. There was two maps, but they were both the same, the one that Hunter likes. And there was no light for the RPM. I was always talking about this light.
Yeah.
They used to use that.
They used to use it, but there's no light for the RPM. It goes to like 9,000 something, 9.6, I think they said. And then it's just nothing. Like
you can't go higher.
It's capped at that.
Yeah.
So they gave me the whole PR, the whole instruction, everything else. And I immediately forgot to put the start map in for start one. Like the first start was,
just regular.
Just regular. So then that was a bit of a bog.
Yeah. But they were all bogs, actually, so I'm a little confused
third
now.
Third one was okay.
Yeah, third one was fine.
I don't think you could hear the reactions. You probably couldn't. You guys are on bikes going, I'm not going to say wide open, but turning the gas on.
Yeah.
Your first practice start, which, to be fair, first time you ever done one.
Yeah, come on.
Was horrific.
Yes, come on.
And the reaction was unbelievable, and then JT nailed his first one.
Yeah.
So everybody's laughing.
Yep.
Ha, 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 Mathis is going to get smoked.
But
JT.
Second one was bad.
But JT's second one was bad.
But
my second one was good.
And then Emerson was like, wait a minute.
I hated that it was so bad because I knew that it was probably going to be bad. Because, listen, I haven't ridden a 25 Honda. I haven't ever done a start on great. Like, I was dealing with a lot of things. So the first one was, like, pretty good. I'm like, okay, can I give it more gas than that? Because everybody's telling me, like, dude, you crank this thing and great, and you're just shoot out of there. Well, I gave it more. And more was too much. I had Chance Hymus' starting device, not Hunter's. So it was too high. Like, I wasn't wrenched down enough. So I could, like, if I had had Hunter set up, I think I could have given it more throttle and been, like, less wheelie. I kept fighting the front wheel. So the second one, I was like, okay, that's way too much. But I kind of knew it was going to be. It looked terrible. I totally get it. But it was almost a little on purpose to find out where it was too much. Yeah. And then I was like, all right, I can't go that far. Back it down.
Okay. Well,
it made me think you had a shot. All right, first start, you wiped him out.
Yeah. I had no start map on.
Yeah. Second one was better.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Here's my observation,
okay,
to borrow a term.
Yeah.
I feel like the second two were close, Steve, and he just held it on longer, and you gave up. That's what I saw. I think you were close enough to go by him.
Did you see his throttle position?
Well, that data kind of borne that out.
Yeah, you know, Lars can go fuck himself because we do the contest, it doesn't go well, and then Lars, just to pile on, produces this data. I put it on my Instagram today.
It's so gold.
Yeah. I only went to 78% throttle.
At any point?
Highest point, yeah.
You never went wide open.
Well, we only had my third start. He only mapped up my third start.
Okay.
So, yes, the third start,
yeah,
78% of the throttle opening.
And the third start, if you hold it to the stops, you beat me.
I don't think so, but maybe.
No,
maybe.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah.
Well,
I do think so.
No one knows that. And I was thinking I was wide open, so I don't know.
I also thought that you didn't go all the way to the line. I thought you were already like, he's got a wheel on me. No?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so. Well, he cut over on me one. That was
that, on the first one.
First one I did, yeah.
Second one, I thought you had room, and I'm like, he's close enough to maybe go by him.
Yeah.
And I thought you shut it down.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
You could have got one, I think.
If you had told me, hey, you lost the JT, but you got one or two, I would have said, yep, okay. To go 3-0, to get shut out.
After I did my first one and I watched your first one, I could have told you it was going to be 30-0. Like, I'm just being honest. I'm not trying to insult you. I'm just telling you.
He was closing the gap, is what you're saying. He was closing the gap from where it started.
I was learning. Yeah. I was like a Terminator.
I was really nervous until I did my first one and he did his first one.
Oh.
Then I was
my first one. I mean, I didn't know what I was doing. But anyways,
I haven't ridden in 3 years. Like, I don't know what I was doing.
Yeah, listen, Sexton was just telling me an hour ago. He's like, you're an idiot for doing against JT. He used to race Supercross, man. And but then, Chase threw some low-key shade at you.
Oh, that's okay. I can take
it. He goes, Chase goes, you know, he raced Supercross. He's going to beat you or whatever. And he goes, I know a lot of people make fun of him for his results. And I'm like, wait, they do?
Fine. I mean, the guy's a Supercross champion.
I know, but
yeah,
like,
it's fine.
Wait, we do?
I don't care.
Like, you know, and then he says, but he raced a long time.
Yeah.
No, I know what he means. It's you're not Chase Sexton.
I know.
But you're still 99% of people are behind
you. But I don't feel like everyone makes fun of him for his results is what Chase said.
Oh, I don't care.
That's probably poor choice of words.
I make fun of my results all the time.
Yeah,
it's fine.
But, so anyways.
It's very relative.
It was a lot. The whole thing was a lot. I was a little nervous, and I didn't know there would be that many people there.
Dude.
We had another class behind us waiting to race. Watching us?
I did not know that was the Warrior class.
I didn't know
that
either.
Was the members of the armed forces.
Okay.
But they were loving watching it and cheering and reacting.
Yeah.
I was impressed, JT, for having done nothing on a great ever and not having ridden in 3 years.
Yeah, it's
everything
actually,
looked pretty normal.
It's actually really easy. But yes, the problem, not the problem.
Well, also, I heard.
If I had to ride a lot in this, it would have been a problem. Like, starts are muscle memory.
Yeah,
like,
straight up. Yeah.
I don't have
to. So we should have done a moto?
No, I would. I would beat you worse in the moto, but
I kind of think so.
Yeah, it just. But if I had to, like, the starts are just. There's not a lot of work involved.
Yeah.
I just know what to do. I've done 10 million of them. Yeah. My brain knows what to do.
I mean, Chad texted me and said, "What time is JT smashing you in the starts?" I'm just like, this is what I'm getting. And I let down Dazzy. Dazzy was very much on my team. They developed that bike. They've worked that bike, and I would love nothing better. He told me to see you because I know.
But that's to the detriment of his own son's skills, then.
I mean, I guess, but yeah, I let him down.
He wanted the world to know it is the bike and not his kid.
Sort of let Cam down. Yeah, you know, so tough day. Tough
you
day.
Know, last week when we thought it was happening, very first thing Hunter Lawrence said is he won't turn it wide open.
Yep, it is. Paul Perabinos also in our group text.
And that's...
Paul said, the only thing I wish for you, Steve, is that you hold it wide open. Literally, that's what he said. He said, if you hold it wide open, I will be so proud of you.
As usual with our pods, it goes back to Phil because at the World Vets, he raced last year. I raced too.
Mm-hmm.
He watched me or whatever, and he was giving me shit about the uphill, and I said, I'm wide open, Phil, and he about died laughing. I was just being serious. I was like, dude, I'm wide open.
Yeah.
And you can hear him on the Pulp Show. He about died from laughing. And he's like, dude, you were not wide open. And come to find out.
You were not.
I was not. And
we
Phil,
needed data.
Yeah. And Phil, it all comes back to him knowing
vindicated.
That I was not.
Every time.
Yeah. But honestly, the results were like, I feel bad that I didn't get one. And I wish it was closer, to be honest. But then like Lewis is like, this is good for your brand. And Chase is like, you did better than I thought. And like, you know, a lot of like, I got a lot of positives. And I'm like, wait, I got smoked 3-0. Like, but I think the expectations were so low that it was like, you know, oh, look at the, you know, like, you know, like when you're a toddler and you just put a word together and everyone freaks out.
I just don't think most people doing what you're doing are putting themselves in that arena. Like, this is a freaking joke. This isn't like at Super Bowl that someone that's doing what you're doing. Adam Schefter's not going out there in a QB competition.
Yeah.
Like, they're not in that arena. Yeah. Like, it's not even a thought.
I know. I'm an idiot. But
honestly, the third one.
Yeah. He goes,
the first thing I said after the third one was like, hey, that was pretty good. Like, I truly I meant it. I mean it now. Right. I didn't know he was going to flip me off after. But
it's kind of. Did I make the video?
I saw it somewhere.
Isn't it in that video?
I saw it somewhere.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I did see it somewhere.
Did it make the broadcast today?
No.
Oh.
It didn't.
Okay.
No, I don't know why.
It is on everywhere and Instagram, though.
We put it on
everywhere.
Social.
Pro Motocross, everywhere.
Yeah. That was really cool. They had the drone. Bondo brought out the
drones.
The graphics. Stu said, oh, he's got a little bit of a weight advantage. JT does. Yeah, yeah.
It was odd not having Hunter and Jet do it, or Lars actually upgraded it, because then it became a TV thing because JT was in it.
Right.
And then the cover. Yeah.
Yeah.
The coverage was not a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was that was pretty cool how you guys did that. And then JT, the Fly 2026 gear, we spotlighted
that. That was awesome.
I was very excited.
Pretty good for that. I'm just so, so thankful that I didn't lose, because I know what this would be like.
Yeah.
I know what this would be like.
It would have. Yeah.
I know. But,
so a couple things I want to just mention right off the bat. Those were not the pro grades.
Oh, here we go.
Those are amateur braids.
There we go.
And they were also on backwards. They were up. Yeah. They were backwards.
Fine.
JT had a scoop. Did you know that?
Yeah, JT had a scoop.
Yeah. Whatever. And they told me not to use it. Whatever you need to do to make yourself feel better about any of this, you go ahead.
You go ahead. Yep. Really cool, though, again, to Honda, MX Sports. Really want to thank Ryan Huffman, too.
He was all in on it.
He was all in on it.
He was all in on it.
It was awesome to have his support for this, for sure.
He was definitely pumped to have his gate held up for a half hour.
He was a big part of this. So, and Lars, and we asked Lars on the live show, like, are you going to get fired from this? He's like, possibly. Yeah. So we might have cost Lars his job. But, it's really cool Honda did this and was behind it. And the Lawrences were – Darren loved it. Like, they thought it was awesome. It was really cool.
Yeah, tell how at the end, after you were down 2-0, Lawrence's boys were not having this.
No.
They were very upset.
They just come over to me, one shirtless, and they're yelling at me about, you got to do this, you got to do that. It was so
– It was very intense.
They were yelling at me.
They were really getting upset.
Yes, they were getting upset.
Just blah, 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 blah.
I don't even know what they were saying to me. I'm like, stop it.
I wanted their help, though.
I'm like, make it stop. These guys.
They're really upset.
Did you see on the footage – Hunter, when he goes over, he's like, he's not even freaking holding, he's not even gassing.
Yeah, he was very mad.
He was
just
really
like
angry, dude.
Yeah. No, it wasn't
like
great.
Anger is the reason he came over.
Yeah. Well, my mouth wrote a check that my ass couldn't cash. Is that saying?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Top Gun.
A good time
before. Incredible.
Yeah.
So awesome.
It's fun to do.
You are an idiot, but at the same time, you did win by having this actually
happen.
Listen,
in the end,
you
did.
Yeah. Amazing. You weren't supposed to win. You didn't win. It's okay. If I had to go against Jet, I'm getting smoked also. It's okay.
It is pretty funny that this shit, we rode their bikes 2 years ago just from saying stuff, and now we did this. And it's pretty funny this stuff actually ends up happening.
Only happening in this sport, man.
Yeah,
it's not happening.
No.
No chance is happening in freaking IndyCar.
You don't think Jeff Gluck is jumping in Chase Elliott's
and giving
NASCAR?
It a shot against a retired...
Yeah. Yeah.
Driver.
Right.
No.
Probably not happening.
No.
Good times. All right. Well, we're off for a couple of weeks. So you people have 2 weeks before the next Prado pod comes out. And so stay tuned for that. Fly Racing, Racer X podcast, Maxxis, Renthal. I want to shout out Race Tech as well, Brunt Workwear, and Onyx Maps, of course. And first one after the race. So went not too bad.
Data.
All right. JT, Weech, thanks, boys.
Yeah.
This has been the Fly Racing Steve Mathis Show, presented by Maxxis Tires, Motorsport.com, Renthal, and on RacerXOnline.com. Thanks for listening and supporting our partners. Don't change.